To recap all in one slide, this is what we're going to be carrying forward and asking ourselves, how do the different visualizations that we're going to look at, how do they leverage these capabilities of visual system? Remember, the visual system is good at detecting changes and patterns. It has a rapidly parallel processing as a component that does multiple things at the same time in order to figure out where the edges are. And then there's a top-down, slower serial goal-directed processing component that is dedicated and concerned with recognizing things and grouping them into objects and so on. Remember the pre-attentive features, things that pop out. It doesn't matter how much stuff there's on the screen, you'll see it. You don't even have to move your eyes. I can have it up very short for a short amount of time and you can see it. Then we have the depth cues. Occlusion, T-junctions, most powerful way of communicating that one thing is in front of the other. And then we have the Gestalt principles that let us, that are being used by the visual system to glue together these edge fragments that have been identified based on color changes, based on intensity changes, based on different motions, different textures, and different colors, in order to group them together into something that has coherence.